Okay, we left off yesterday, so we're talking about this concept called Ein Yish B'Karka, which, let's be honest, not all the Rishonim even accept. We had multiple Gemaras weighing in on this topic, and we're basically broken down to Machlekes two days in Taisus and Sivan against Taisus and Vavasra, where there even is such a principle called Ein Yish B'Karka. But within the worldview of Taisus and Sukkah, that Ein Yish B'Karka, the question is, well, why not? What exactly is the problem with Yish B'Karka? So the Rishonim already start to connect the dots for us a little bit. Rashi and Tosfos and Hasugya said that maybe this is what's a continuation of the principle of Ein Karka Nigzelus. So that we know what that means, Ein Karka Nigzelus. We know it's Machlekes Tanoim, but Kamakuf Yudzayin. But we're still not quite sure why that results in the conclusion of Ein Yish B'Karka. What is it about Karka not being Nigzel that somehow enables us to make that jump, to cross that bridge, that there's no Yish B'Karka? So we start at the very end of the Shia yesterday, we introduced the idea of the Nesivus, that the Nesivus says that Ein Yish B'Karka is a continuation of the principle of Karka Ein Nigzeles because of the Ramban, because of the Heilige Ramban that says the Yish doesn't work on a Dover Shibashu. So Karka is automatically labeled as a Dover Shibashu, so the Nigzel. There's no way that Karka can leave the Rishus of the Nigzel. You can come and throw the guy off his land, you can beat him up, you can send him 100 miles away, and Al Pidin, the Karka is still Eimid Bishusai. Since Karka is always Bishusai, by definition it's Bishusai, therefore it's not Shayach to talk about Yush, because Yush, by definition, can't take place at a Davashu Bishusai. How did the Nesivus know that Karka is always Bishus? So how did he know that that's an expression of the din of Karka and Nigzeles? So he based it on a Gemara above Metzia and Davav. Who was with us above Metzia? Shtemachzim? Achna Berman. Okay. So above Metzia, Davav, the Gemara discusses the famous din of Rabbi Yechanan. It's really, really famous in Bava Kamma, in Meruba. We've touched on it a little bit this year. Touched on it just about every year at this point. The famous din of Rabbi Yechanan, Gezel, let's all say it together. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Gezav alo nisyash v'abaylam. Of course. Gezav alo nisyash v'abaylam. Shneim eni mechom lakdishay. Neither one, neither the gazel or the nigzel can be makdishay. Zeh lefi. We haven't spoken about it this year? No. How many times have we spoken about it? A few times, right? Zeh lefi she'en ha-shaloi. Vezeh lefi she'en ha-bishusay. That the gazlan obviously can't be makdishay because you can't be makdishay something that you don't own. The nigzel cannot be makdishit because you can't be makdish something that's eino b'shusa. So by definition, a dovrag is called eino b'shusa. And again, truth to be told, not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish happens to disagree with Rabbi Yechanan, but we follow Rabbi Yechanan. We pass it Rabbi Yechanan, the Ram says. And therefore, the nigzel cannot be makdishit. Comes the Gemara in Bav Metzia Davav and qualifies that statement and says, v'med devar mamurim, that the nigzel can't be makdish, the dovrag gozul. That's if it's metaltolin. But if the Dover HaGozel is Karka, namely, the guy came and threw me off my land, I want to get back at that Gozlin, I'm going to be Maktishit, the Hektish will be Chal. Why is that, says the Gemara? Because Karka is always Bishus I made. Karka always, by definition, remains in the Rishus of the Nigzal. At Kandivya Gemara Bav Metzia. Now, just as an aside, before we get back to Nesivus, do we understand that conceptually? Do we understand why that distinction is true? Why is it that metalton ayeti mishuscha ayde gezela and karka is not? Who's going to tell me? Who's going to fill me in? Why? Why is that phenomenon true? That karka is that the metalton ayeti mishuscha, but karka not ayeti mishuscha. So how do you have to analyze that din? It's a fair shugamar b'metzia davar. How do you analyze that din? Why should that be so? So what do you have to understand before you can analyze the exception? You can't talk about the exception to the rule until you understand the rule proper. So you have to understand why a metaltlin hanigzolin yotzim rishusay. Why is that called dena b'shuso? Once you understand why that's dena b'shuso, then you'll understand full well what karka is b'shuso. What's the answer by saying? What two great rishonim come to mind right away? When I say to you, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I say, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Gezel is Dover Shein B'Shuso, what do you have to say? I don't want to, if you don't answer this, you're out. What do you have to say? Which Rishonim? Which Rishonim? Which Rishonim? Quick. One I heard. Tosis. If I say to you, Gezov lo siyaysha bailim, zeh fish ena shaloi, vezeh fish ena b'shuso. You have to tell me, why is gezeila davish ena b'shuso? What's the answer? Machlek is who and who? Balabon Ramban. We didn't talk about this year. We didn't talk about it last year. We didn't talk about it the year before. Well, come on. Somewhere in the last 3-4 years we spoke about it. Who's been in this year for 3 years?
I think 2 years ago.
2 years ago? That was the last time we talked about it. What we learned last year? We learned that's Kedushin the whole year we talked about Balamor and Ramban. How you talking? It can't be. Rabbi Say, says the Balamor, you know why Adavra Gozal Zaina Bashusai? Who's going to tell me? The 3 year, the veterans, who's going to tell me? Because you have no access to it. You can't get it. Bashuso means something that's in my control. If it's out of my control, it's called Dana Bashuso. And therefore, the Balamor has this famous Chiddush, the fourth paragraph, beginning of the fourth paragraph of Bavakama, where the Balamor says, what if something was stolen from me? And the Gazdan feels really bad about it. He comes and knocks at my door and he says, I stole, please come and get it. I feel terrible. It's sitting in my driveway. The car that I stole is sitting in my driveway. The keys are in the ignition. Please come back and take it. Says the Balamor, at that moment in time, the nigza what? He can be what? He can be machdashit. Because since it's already under his control, because the Gaza is not holding back anymore, the nigza can be machdashit. So it's in Balamor, fourth prayer of Babakam. Comes the Ramban and says, Lo hayu dvar meyoylom. Comes the Ramban and says, you still can't be machdashit until he literally returns it. Why not? Says the Ramban, because kol zman that he stole it from you, the Gazlan acquired it with a what? What's the magic word? What does the Gazlan have in the moment that he steals something? He has a kinin gezeila on it. Now, we know what kinin gezeila means and what it doesn't mean. Kinin gezeila in this context does not mean that he can keep the item. That's at a later point. That's post-shinoi, post-yush maybe, post-shinoi rishus. That's later. That's a different kind. That's a second stage kinin. When I say that every Gazlan is kind of with a kinin gezeila, what do I mean by that, everybody say? What do those words mean, that a Gazlan is kind of with a kinin gezeila? That means that he has what on it? He has a chrayus on it. He's responsible for it. He's more than a shomer even. He has a super high, highest level of a chrayus. Says the Ramban, it's that kinin gezeila that's mafkia the rishus of the nigzel. That kol zman that the gazlan has a kinin gezeila on the item that he stole, that interferes with the full expression of bialus of the nigzel. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Eina Bishusa. And therefore the Ramban says, what ultimately is Mafkia the Kid and Gezeila? There's only one thing alone is Mafkia the Kid and Gezeila. Not a clamp and al-chait, and not a remorseful phone call. What is Mafkia the Kid and Gezeila? One word alone. What is it? Feheshiv. Feheshiv is example. Until you do Hashavah. Kol's mind, you don't do Hashavah, say Gezeila, it's still a Dovra Gozo B'yodcha, and you still, the Kid and Gezeila is in full force. So as Machlekes Mishayin about Lamon Ramban, what created Eina B'Shuso in the first place? So now we can understand why Karka has neither of those considerations. Why is that? Because first of all, Karka is always what? It's always accessible. It's there. But according to the Ramban, what else is special and unique about Karka? That's the more relevant part for our sugya. What does Karka not have? When I steal Karka, what do I not have on Karka that's stolen? I don't have a what? Prove to me, give me a raya from a Tana, from a Sugya, give me a Gemara that says, Pem Mole, when you steal cock, you don't have a kidney gazela. Which Gemara? I think we just read it recently. Where is it? Which Gemara says you don't have a kidney gazela? Kidney gazela is always reflected in the fact that you become chayv and achrayas. Which Gemara says that when I steal cock and something happens to the cock, I'm not chayv and achrayas? What? Shut for nar, kuf yitzayin on the basin, but become the Gemara we spoke about yesterday. So the Gemara, you put together the pieces of the puzzle. You begin to learn Bav Metzia Davav, and you learn Bav Kam Kuf Yud Zayin, and you come to the realization that Karka is always Bishusai. So comes the Nesivus, and he says, Oh, Bazoi, if so, that Karka is always Bishusai. That's the ultimate reason why Ein Yush B'Karka. Because Ein Yush on Davash B'Shusai. So how many Gemaras did the Nesivus have in front of him? You know, he's sitting, the Nesivus is pre-Google searches, pre-Bar Ilans, pre-anything. He's sitting with his tattered Gemara, sitting in the base medrash, and he's flipping the pages quickly. Well, probably better than that. Probably just turning the engine in his head. And he put together how many pieces of the puzzle? He's trying to explain the Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah, according to Tyson Sukkah, says, Ein Yush Bikach. It's all the Gemara says. And again, when Ivan Schwartz says that, Tyson Bavasa denies the Gemara even said that. But Rashi and Tyson Sukkah say, Ein Yush Bikach. And that is also supported by what other Gemara that seems to say Ein Yush Bikach? What other Gemara? What other Gemara did Tyson quote? Chazar from yesterday. Bavasa Memdal, right? So, Ein Yush Bikach. So, look how many Gemara that have in his head at the same time. You had to have Sukkah Daflamid. You had to have Baba Basra. Good enough. All right. I'm giving him a base. Okay? Yeah, these two Gemaras. Then he poses the question to himself, why is that so? So he fell back on Kaka and Exelis, which is where Rashi and Tosfos fell back on. But he's still not convinced. And therefore what? So he develops another Yesod based on a Mohammed who built off of which Gemara? The whole Mohammed was based on what? Baba Tzia Chazov, right? Okay? Now, how do you know that Karka is not subject to that limitation of being Yotz of Hamza? How do you know that Karka is always Bishuso? If the Gemara, the coin to the Ramban, the limitation of Yishas and Navashim Bishuso, how do you know that Karka is always Bishuso? That's what I think it's what we see. I think by the time the Gemara gets to that point, it's already Zayim and Alf. Give it a take. Boba Beis, Zayim and Alf. Between friends, you know, Nomad. So this is the Nesivus theory, okay? This is the Lahat Lof Adol. So we're writing, you know, a proof in geometry. Nesivus had five Gemaras all in front of him at the same time, all in his mind at the same time, and he put together this whole theory about Ein Yush Bikach. Now, of course, his great colleague would not buy into this. Why would his great colleague, the Ketzayis, not buy into this? Which of these points is the soft point? Which is the point of attack that the Ketzayis is going to attack? How's it going to help? It's not going to help. I mean, yeah, back to that Gemara about a chuli ochil and that. No. That's just a technicality about that. Like that Gemara is or is not a right thing. I'm talking about this understanding of what Ein Yush Bikach. Again, Tosis in our sugya says, hey, you're right in yesterday's Raya, but this Tosis that says Ein Yush Bikach. So Rashi and Tosis said, Pem Molei in Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis, Ein Yush Bikach. That's what Sukkah means, that's what Bava Basra means. So the Nesivus created this whole theory. You can't argue with this Gemara. If you're dying, Ferish Gemara. Can't argue with you. So, which Nakuda is the Ktsais going to take apart? Yeah, the Ktsais is going to say, wait a second. What you mean is the Muhammad. That when you say, you wake a guy up and say, Babitzia Chavav Amabez. So, if you're in the Olam HaYeshivas, you know what that means. That means Muhammad. But if you say anything, there are other important things in the daf, but you ask your average guy in yeshiva now, what does Babitzia Chavav Amabez mean to you? So, the answer would be, this is the source for the famous Muhammad. So the Ktzais, as we already said previously when we quoted the Muhammad the first time around, the Ktzais had a very, very different way of reading that Muhammad. Well, remember, it's a little chazar, guys. All these sugyas are all intertwined now. The Ktzais had a different way of reading the Muhammad. Why did the Ktzais have a different way of reading the Muhammad? What did the Ktzais not believe? The Ktzais did not believe the principle of Ein Yush Aldovar Shibrishuso. Why did he not believe that? What Gemara did he have in the back pocket? What Gemara bothered him? Who remembered? Who remembers? Beis HaKnesses. What's the most of Beis HaKnesses, right? The Gemara says, Beferish and Bamitzia, Beis HaKnesses, whatever it was, that if you find money in Shul, Hare Elu Shalom, you're allowed to keep it. So the Ketzais had another Gemara in his back pocket. What was the other Gemara in the back pocket? The Gemara in the Darim. What does the Gemara in the Darim say? That who owns a Shul? I own a Shul. Everybody pay a membership to it. It's your own Shul. So the Ketzos had two other Gemaras. He had the five Gemaras of the Nesivus in front of him, but then he had two other Gemaras. He had Gemara about Matzamos. So where's that Gemara? Bamitzia Weichav Dalet, give or take. Then he had the Gemara in the Darim. I forgot already what in the world. But that's on. I went, no, I have no idea. He had those two Gemaras put together in his mind, and he said, wait a second. The Nesivus' pshat is not correct. If the Nesivus' premise of Ein Yush Adavashur, this is the Yesedei Yesedis, the Amud HaChoch, but according to the Nesivus, this is the engine that's driving Ein Yush Bikach. This is it. Says the Ktzais, you know what I think about this? The whole thing is not true. Ah, it's the Ramban, the Mohammed. The Ktzais also learned in the Yeshivas, the Ramban. What the Ktzais say, Pshat and the Ramban is? Remember, it's Chazar, but I say. What was the Ktzais' newfangled Pshat and the Ramban? Not like Kipshuto, the Ramban. What did he say? You're not in charge anymore. Yada ki yadoi means that you have to consult with the shomer. You can't just stop being mafkir. You can't say, I didn't say mafkir, I didn't really say that. You used to have to say You can't be misyayish from something. How could you be misamcha to be misyayish? He's calling the shots now. He's in charge. He's got the power of attorney, not you, because yada ki yada. So comes the nesivus l'shitaso, and comes the tzayis l'shitaso. There's no way in the world he's going to learn pshat in that there's ein yush b'karka based on this Ramban. So Taka, what is the pshat according to the tzayis? Can we come up with an alternate pshat? So we have to. We have no choice. So maybe we can come up with the following pshat. What is the nature of the din of karka and nigzelus? What do those words mean, karka and nigzelus? It means that you can't beat a guy up and take his kaka. It doesn't happen. You can tell me it means there's no isik gazela in kaka. Very unlikely. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, and losasik vureyacha shagov v'rishonim. So the Sifrei says that isser is when you in the middle of the night you go over to the boundary and you pashka around with the borders a little bit, and then the guy wakes up the next morning, he didn't even realize that he lost a couple of inches of his property. That's losasik vureyacha. So the Sifrei asked the Kasha, "V'havre oivel lo below sigzol." So Sifrei says, "You're right. Lavra lo b'shnei lavin. The yisr of lo sasig v'oreacha is in addition to the yisr of lo sigzol. You know it's karka. So obviously karka and exelus doesn't mean that you're not over the isr. There's a very very strange taisa, very very difficult taisa in Mamatzia that sounds like ain't karka and exelus means there's no isr gazer. Very very difficult taisa. The Pasha Dvarim, the Rashi, Ram, the Sifrei." Is that of course there's an Isra of Gezela in Karka. I remember years ago when we first moved into to Bergenfield, so we were trying to put up a fence. So in order to put up a fence, you have to get permission from the town. They have to come and measure exactly to the half inch where the property lines. Normally, if you're friendly with your neighbors, don't look exactly where the property line is. You realize, obviously, approximately where it is. So in order you want to put up a fence, then they have to come, and the surveyor's got to come, and they have to measure. Who decided where the property line of Bergenfield was? Who decided all these things, these property lines? You ever know who decided them? Who decided? Anyone owns real estate, you own a house, so you realize they go, lock this, block that, they give you a picture exactly where your property line. Who decided this? In the 1700s, when Bergenfield, when the first people came in the days of the Indians, they first came and they discovered Bergenfield, so they decided, somebody decided that this is where property X ends and this is where property Y begins. And Adi Asgoyal, that's the way. Why did they decide that way? Because this guy had a big farm and this guy had a small farm, so they made Okana and Mishagas, Mokana, and that's the way. That they don't play around with the land. So these guys came down from the town. They came with their yardsticks, like measuring for first down. Like they come, the mamash, they're all making all the measurements. So I made my kids come outside, and I wanted to be mechanich them. You don't usually get an opportunity to be mechanich them in this. I said, I'm going to teach them what losasik v'ureacha means. I said, even though it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bergenfield, but just kidding. But I said to them, I want you to understand what gezela means. I'm not allowed to put my fence on 1 inch over my property line. I said, that's gezela. That's an issa d'oraisa to take away from the other guys. Amash, you a little. So Abai say, so what do the words mean? Kaka Nigzelus. Obviously, it has nothing to do with Isure Gezela. What does that have to do with? Which other aspect of Gezela? What? Kinyane Gezela. Right? That's what Kaka Nigzelus means. It means you can't be typist Kinyane Gezela on Kaka. Why not? Why can't Kinyane Gezela be typist on Kaka? Why not for Vosnim? What's the longest part? So clearly what the Torah is telling me is that the whole concept of Kinyani Gezela are all predicated on the assumption that the item has exited the Rishus of the Nigzol and entered to some degree into the Rishus. And I'm using the term Rishus very, very loosely here. I don't necessarily mean the Rishus of Rabbi Yochanan. It's entered into some jurisdiction, into some type of a connection. There's been some kind of Yitzia Mishus, the original owner, into somehow the Rishus of the Goslin. That's what the Mishnah says in Mavakam in the 7th Perek and 9th Tes. That let's say a Goslin comes into your backyard and he starts to drag your animal out, and then in the process of dragging out, the animal gets hit by lightning. Is the Goslin Chayev? There were no wise in Achayev. Because he didn't make a kinyan yet. If he picks it up, makes a kinyan, then he becomes a Gazan. Or if he takes it out, makes a Mashiach. Mashiach b'shus Meicha doesn't work. So b'shicha b'shus ha-nigzol doesn't work. So the Mishnah's befeirish that a kinyan gezeila is kishmai keinu. It's a kinyan, it has to be a yitzir mishus. So when the Torah comes and gives us a gzeris hakosa that says that karka is zealous, what the Torah is really saying is that karka doesn't exit property. That concept of I pick up something, I take it, I bop you over the head, and I take away your car, we take away your animal, and now it's nichnas, it's yaitzim ishuscha, nichnas l'shusi. That concept was never said by karka. And again, it makes a lot of sense. Karka doesn't move, karka doesn't budge, karka's always there. We can philosophize from tomorrow why that's true. But basically, the yisayda dover of karka and exel is that it just doesn't move, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere physically, it doesn't go anywhere halachically. So now you want to tell me a story that yushiskayna. What does yushkayna mean? Yushkayna means that property is switching owners. Property is moving. So I stole the car from you. So on the one hand, it was nichnas to some kind of a vague statement called, a new category called a kinyan gezeila. So the car was yatzim mishuscha to some degree. And then when you're misyayish from the car, if you hold it, yushiskayna, or yushinshir rishus, or shini, whatever it is, so then the car is yatzim mishuscha legamre, it's nichnas l'shusi. So the parsha of kinyan gezeila and the parsha of Yush Kaina, they don't mean the identical thing. One is only kind of vis-a-vis Achrayas, and one is kind of L'chol Dover. What's the common denominator between them? What is the halachic principle that enables both the Kinyan Gezeila and the Yush Kaina to take effect, or Shina Kaina to take effect? Is the notion property can switch, property can transfer from one to another. Comes the Torah and says, in Hilchas Karka, there's only one method of transferring ownership in Karka. And how's that? Through Mechiras and Matanas, but not through Gezeila. Gezeila, it just doesn't work. It doesn't have the mechanics. The concept of being Yotze Mishus HaNigzel, to be Nichnas Mishus HaGazlan, in any shape or form, just doesn't fly. And therefore, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you want to know why Ein Yush Bekarka? Because Ein Karka Nigzelas. Not because of the din of Bamitziyat of Zayin, that Karka is to Beshuscho, and the Mechabas and the Chavad. There's nothing to do with that. There's nothing at all to do with that. What it has to do with is that the mechanism of Yetziah plus Knisa, Yetziah Mishus A and Knisa into Mishus B, wasn't Nitzvah and Karka. It's not Chal and Karka. So it comes out that Bein Lefi HaKtzois, Bein Lefi HaDesivis, there's no Yush and Karka, according to Tosfos in HaSugya. There's no Yush and Karka, but it's a little bit of a different nuance as to why. According to the Nesivis, it's a Chisaron of Yush B'Shusai. According to the Ktzois, Pashtos, it's a chisaron of Yush is chal, but it can't do anything. It doesn't have the koyach of being machas ishus. If you want to just fine tune a little more lamdasha hagdaris, so I would say to you that the machlekes, the nekudas of machlekes, Ktzois and Nesivis, as to conceptually why ain't Yush bekarka, according to the Nesivis, as felt the Yush kufa. It's a chisaron of the etzema Yush. Yush can't take effect. The word Yush doesn't apply to karka, because one of the conditions for Yush is the Chiddush HaTorah. Without Pesukim, I would never have said Yush. So this Chiddush HaTorah, the Ramban put the brakes on according to the Nesivis and said, the whole Chaloy Shem of Yush is only Taifes of the Dovah Shein of Beshusai. So when you're Messiahish from something that's Beshusai, you didn't do Yush. The Yush just did command the Leisa. You didn't get the words out of your mouth. You didn't get the thought into your heart. Anything that you're saying is just not Taifes, it's not Chal, it's a Chisar of the Etzem HaYush. According to the Ktzois, that's not a chisaron of the etzem Yush. Yush can be chal on karka. The Yush can take effect on karka. What's the problem? The taking effect is not enough. What has to happen? It has to be able to be foil, the ability, it has to have the halakhic ability to transfer rishus. So there are two steps according to the Ktzois. You have to misyayish, and now we have to take your Yush and say, what can we do with this Yush? So Yush is a good mechanism. It's the mechanism of Torah. Yush is a way to transfer Rishus. But the buck stops here, because even though the Yush takes effect, it takes hold, but it doesn't have that transferring Rishus ability, because that's all included in the Gezeirah Sakas of Karka and Nigzelus. So it comes out that conceptually, wherein lies the Chisaron of Yush Bekarka? According to Nesivos, it's a Chisaron of the Etzemei Yush. You didn't say the words. You just didn't say anything. It just wasn't Taifes. According to this, it's Toyface, Toyface and Tatal tomorrow, but it can't do anything. Because Karka doesn't lend itself to being Yatsi Mishus A, to being Nichnas Mishus B, Derech Gezeila. So at the end of the day, it doesn't work with Natoya. At the end of the day, Nish Bekaka. At the end of the day, the real Gemara is a Sukkah of Basra. The other Gemara is we did away with yesterday. But wherein lies the chisaron is the machlekes tais in nesivus, which is l'shitas, it all boils down to that original Ramban. So depending on how you learn the Ramban in that Muhammad will impact about how you learn the lomdus of why ein yish b'karka. So this is very heavy duty lomdus, Rabbi Yisrael. Ketzaisim and Nesibis, very, very heavy duty lomdus as to what the chisaron is. But if you look at Rishonim, you don't see clearly. I mean, Rashi and Tosfos connected the karka and Nigzelus, but they don't connect the dots for us. The stomach, they held one of these two things, but it's not clear which one. But there's another beer that appears in Rishonim, why ein yish b'karka, which doesn't go down this route b'chlal, and almost takes the ein yish b'karka out of the realm of karka and gzelz, takes it away from the b'kam kufi zayin totally. Rabbeinu Yoina in Maseches Bava Basra writes, do you want to know why ein yish b'karka? Very simple, says Rabbeinu Yoina, pure mitzias reason. What's the pure mitzias reason? The guy says, Ech bin Mishai, he's from a karka. What does Rabbeinu Yoina say? It's a what? It's a bluff. It's not true. A guy's never really Mishayash from a karka. In his heart and soul, he's not Mishayash B'Lev Sholem. Why is he not Mishayash B'Lev Sholem? Because he always knows what? He knows where it is, and he knows eventually he can get it. Maybe he'll find the base, then it'll help him. Maybe he'll find some thug who will beat up the other thug. He knows that. Maybe the guy will die, he'll get it from Mishayash. He has cheshbonis b'karka. Metaltalin. The guy stole my car. He drove it cross country. I'm never going to see the car. It's going to be taken apart. It's going to be auto parts on 187. It's not going to, you're never going to see the car again. Karka, I always know I can get it. If not now, in 5 years, now 10 years, 100 years, eventually I'll come back. The karka will be on my this. It's called real estate for a reason, because it's real. It's the real McCoy. The only thing that really, really stands in this world. So comes Rabbeinu Yoina and takes the issue of Yush B'Karka out of the realm of the lumbus of Karka and Nigzelus. It's not really a function of that. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's interesting that it may be true even according to who? Rabbeinu Yoina may be free to say that there's no Yush B'Karka even according to which Tana? Even Rabbi Elazar. It's only Rashi and Tosfos who the Ktzais and the Sivas, each one who sticks it into the Karka and Nigzelus. Like the Lashna Gemara said. Like. But Rabbeinu Yoina has nothing to do with karka and exilus. It has to do with the fact that Metzias HaDvarim is there's no Yush. So basically, when all the dust settles, how many birum do we have now? How many different sheetahs do we have about Yush b'karka? So again, yesterday we had four Gemaras, two on two, Machlekes 2 days in Tosfos. Now we have a total of four different possibilities, what our take is on Yush b'karka. So we have the easiest sheetah is Tosfos in Bava Basra that says what? We don't have to explain because what does my master say? That the Cain, yesh yesh b'karka. I karka zen exilus. So what? Yesh yesh b'karka. That's number one. Then we have within the Tosfos in Sukkah, we have now three different breakdowns. We have first beer is the Nesivis because it's Dovar Shibershir. So we have breakdown bays. We're guessing as the Ktsais, I mean, the Ktsais didn't say it but fair, so we're guessing that the Yush, Chal, Aval, Yevshar, Lahachnis, Mishum Ponim, Lishus HaNigzel, Lishus HaGazel, I'm sorry. That's part of the Parsha Kaka Yenigzelis. And then you have the third, or the fourth, whatever you want to call it, if we're being a Yaina, that Eina Misyayish, Balev Shoah. Four different possibilities. Three in Rishonim, and then a breakdown within the Rishonim. First in the Sivas. Everyone's with us so far? We got it? Good. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yoina just says the guy's bluffing, the guy's lying through his teeth. He's not really Mishayash. No one would be, no normal person would be Mishayash. Tosfos Bava Basra says that Yush would work, it's just that it's unlikely that it happened. But if we really knew that it happened, then it would be Chal. Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, even though the guy says, screaming at us, I'm a Messiah, we just ignore him.
How does Bava Basra differentiate between if it was stolen by a Jew versus if it was stolen by a Goy? Why did that?
Tosfos Bava Basra?
Yeah, I think
he said. What did he say? I don't remember anymore. I don't remember. Okay, take a look. So, Rabbi Say.
Nader says that Kishin Yisrael Gazla, that's when you would say that he knows that he can get back from his children.
Okay.
So maybe by Sukkah you could say where Daka, a guy that sold it, so you wouldn't say the same thing.
You mean that Tosis may be answering that question from Sukkah in a different one. Okay, maybe. Maybe. So Rabbi Sai, we have to now go test all these theories. We have to go Shas again and try to find. Yeah, no. Is it Yush and Karka? No. And if so, what's the reason why not? So Tezim of Basra dug up a Gemara. That they write is mashma to what they're saying, that there is yush pekaka. What was the mashmos? So we're going to get enough lamites of a base. The gabi eved mashma bashelayach, the mahani by yush. There is a gemara in get enough lamites that speaks about yush by avodim. It does. The gemara does use the word yush. It does use the word yush by an eved that was taken captive. Afagav this is lekarka. Even though in Eved, we all know Avadim Ahukshel Karkos, Mishnayis, Gemara is about Avadim compared to Karkos. And just as Karka and Nigzelas, so Pasha, so too Eved and Nigzel. So if I steal your Eved Kanani from you, then something happens to Eved Kanani, I'm not Chayv. Shut for Nar, I'm not Chayv in Eved Kanani. Be Pashtus, because it's like Karka. It's not about Ahukshel Karkos. The Afal Pichain, the Gemara Git, and Lamata speaks about Yush and Avad. Gavad speaks beferish about my Eved was taken captive, and now I'm misyayish from the Eved. There was all discussion. Now what? So what happens? Does that impact my shtar shichro? Yeah, no. A very very complicated sugi get in the fourth parak, but the Gemara does speak about yush by avodim. So says, wait a second. If the Gemara talks about yush by avodim and avodim shel karkos, isn't that tantamount to saying that Cain yesh yush by karkos? It also says you're right. We talk approved if you're on the shadow of a doubt. Yesh yush by karkos. That's the raya, says, to our theory in Rebbe Basra. Which, of course, puts all the other Rishonim on the defensive. Puts the Tosis in Hasugi on the defensive, puts the Tosis in the Sivis on the defensive, puts the Rabbinian on the defensive. So what's Pshat? So the easiest way out is how? Which Rishon could just wiggle right out of this one? Who's not going to be disturbed at all from this command? We're perturbed by this command. Rabbinian. Rabbinian is going to say, listen, I never told you that in the world of Halacha, there's no Yush and Karka. I never told you a Ketzais didn't receive this. I told you psychology, says Rabbi Yonah, that the psychologists say that the guy's bluffing. He doesn't really mean it. Why? Because Ars Olam Medes. But Avodim, ask a guy, psychologists are going to now evaluate the guy, go into the deepest recess of his psyche when he says it's Mishayish from Avodim. So what do you think about a guy who says it's Mishayish from Avodim? You think that it is Yush or not Yush? What do you think? What do you think? You think it is Yush or not? A guy says, I'm a Siyaish from my Yevon. What do you think? Yeah. Who says yeah? Why do you say yeah? Come. Oh, so Kobe says, it has the characteristics of Metaltal and much closer than Karka. Now, I'll tell you why you said that, because you're a very down-to-earth guy, right? I know, I remember you were born, right? And in a good way, not a bad way. You know, you're not, some guys up in the clouds, they're and they don't know what they're talking about, they're floating around in La La Land. It was a down-to-earth guy. He says, listen, Rabbi Yaina said that the only reason that's preventing Yush and Karka is because the Karka is right here, and therefore the guy's probably bluffing. He's not really telling us the truth. He really is not Mishayish. But by Avodim are much closer to the model of Metaltalin. Notwithstanding the fact that Avodim hooks you the Karkos, and Evan is like Karka, and Evan's like Karka. What's the answer, everybody say? And Evan's like Karka, like Abbe, which halachas? What time of the day is Evan like Karka? Where's the cutoff point when Eved's like Karka? 3 o'clock. Pre-3 o'clock, and Eved's like Karka. In the world of the Bis Medrash, Nishbon Avodim, is that Keflon Avodim? How do you mark Avodim? Avodim like Karkos. But when you enter into the, I don't want to say the real world, but you enter into three, post-3 o'clock, and you're now taking Psych 101, and you ask the guy, is Eved like Karka? I said, leave me sugar, out of your mind. Of course, Eved's not like Karka. Who remembers, I don't even know how many years ago this was. Last year, Kedushin. Now that I remember. Who remembers when we had a similar idea in Rishonim? That Avadim Hukshaka calls, the buck stops here. That's true, like Abdi Gzeres HaKosovs, didn't that don't really make any sense, that at least to our limited human knowledge. But things that depend more on psyche, Avadim Hukshaka calls, who remembers? Who remembers? Who remembers last year at Avzayim and Aleph in Kedushin? We spoke about Avadim Hukshaka calls. The Gemara in Baba Kama, in the first parak, Tafir Aleph says that we know there's a din that there's a shibud nechosim on karka. There's no shibud nechosim on the top. Let's say if Reuven borrows $100, if Reuven's still around, he's got to pay back. If Reuven dies and he leaves his property to the Yarshim, so if he leaves karka, what's the din? So the shibud goes down and the Yarshim have to pay for the karka. If he leaves Metalklin, what's the din? Metalklin, the Astra, the Mishtabi. They don't have to pay back. The Shibud wasn't paid for the Metalklin. But that's a din. The rice, the rabbanan, not for now. So comes the Gemara of a comment of Yiralaf and has a sub, Machlekes Amaroim, are Avadim Dinam like Karka, Dinam like Metalklin. So Reuven borrows $1,000, and then he dies, and all the money was in Ebekanani. Can the Malva go and collect the Ebekanani from the Yisrael? Not Machlekes Amaroim. So we happen to pass the luck like Rav Nachman that Avadim are not Meshubar. You cannot collect the Avadim. So all the Meshubar are with the Kasha. What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Avadim Awa, Hukshtukha calls, what's going on? So one of the answers that's given to this Kasha is very simple. One of the answers that's presented in Rishonim is that why is it that there's a Shibur and Karkadai Shibur and Metal? Why is that true? Why is it? It's all here. When I lend you $1,000, I'm expected to get back your karka. Because psychologically I know it's always available. When I lend you $1,000, I never really thought I was going to get back your metal, because I knew you're going to just send it off to China, I'll never see it again. So psychologically, karka and metal part ways in terms of a cheshibud. So now, when we're evaluating the status of avodim, so come to Rishonim and say that if we would be discussing some gezeres hakosav dikadin, not psychology, if we would be free 3 o'clock, then avod hukshlik hakos. But post 3 o'clock, the world of psychology and shibud is just a result of psychology. Shibud is pre 3 o'clock, but the realities of shibud depend on post 3 o'clock. Depending on what the psychology of the person is, that's what's keveya, whether there's a shibud or not. So therefore, avodim have the characteristic much closer to betalklin, COVID is correctly, much closer to betalklin than to karka. So just as the Rishonim said that last year, so we're saying the same idea here with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that there is no iron absolute halacha b'lishum pikvuk. There's no ironclad statement that ein yush b'karka. All it means is that you're not really being mitzayish. Medev amamurim, that's real karka. Abravodim, don't have to be a chinik. Don't be such a lambdin and tell me, eh, but who's good? That's irrelevant. Avad Hukshuk Kos is irrelevant in this sugya. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, everything is gevaldik. So far, we have four possibilities here. And the Gemara says, Pemole, that yesh yush, we have avadim. Mamash, you can't argue with that Gemara. Doesn't seem to be arguing that Gemara. How do you explain this? According to Tesis, this is gevaldik. That's the source. That's the right. That's a mokla. Rabbeinu Yonah is okay, we can get out of it. Of course, it's the Tesis and Sukkah, with either the Ktsois or the Nesivus, that poses the biggest problem to. Because according to both the Ktsois and the Nesivus, the real impediment to Yush and Karka is a halachic concept. It's the halachic concept of Karka and Exelis. Whether you say the twist of the Nesivus, that it's still Beshusai, or whether you say the twist of the Ktsois, that you can't have Yetziah, at the end of the day, it's a function of Karka and Exelis, which is the halachic concept. And therefore, we should plug Xeris HaKosov of Avad Mukshal Karkos. And the Gemara said the favor should be of a Kama Kuf Yud Zayin, that if I steal an Evan and shut Fanar in the Evan, I'm Potter. Hare Omer La Reshchal Fanecha. So that's a problem. That's a very, very serious dilemma. Who here saw the Taizim of Abbasar? Who here saw that line the Taizim of Abbasar quoted from the Gemara Maseches Gittin? Who here realizes that the Taizim in Sukkah has to address that line? Hands are going down. Who here realized that has to be addressed? Bein lefi diktais, bein lefi nesivus. So that's what we're here for, to try to address that issue. How do you understand that Gemara and Gittin in light of the diktais and nesivus as mahal? So the nesivus comes to the rescue in this one, and he's most probably going to save the day for this. Again, We called it a ktsais, but I haven't shown the ktsais. Said it. We said it pedas a ktsais. But the nesiva saves the day of this one. It comes in the nesiva to the following yisoid, how you say this. Mamish yisoid, how you say this. Says the nesivas, when you want to discuss yush on karka, you run into a brick wall. What's the brick wall? What's the magic word that's the brick wall according to the Sivas? Rishusai. Ramban, that's the brick wall. The only way to enable Yush to be chal on karka is to somehow, very creatively, come up with a way to make stolen karka into what? What bridge do we have to cross? You have to make it what? What? Ein Rishusai. You have to figure out some kind of very, very creative, out-of-the-box way of reasoning to take karka that's stolen and say, the karka that's stolen has now been yatzum reshusel. It sounds like it's an impossible feat because karka in exelus doesn't dictate that. That's what we'd see at Dav Zion. So then it seems to have another plan. You know what the other plan is? The backup plan. What's the backup plan? Did I put the deceivers on the memory cameras? Did I put it on? What's the backup plan of the Nesivas? There's another mechanism to make something Eina B'Shuso. What is that other mechanism? Not through the root of Gezela. There's a whole nother way to make something Eina B'Shuso. What is that? Aveda. If something is lost from you, it's quite possible. It also qualifies as Eina B'Shuso. That's in and of itself a tricky statement. Because it may depend back on the Balamon and Ramban, but we're not going to go down the route for now. We're going to take the Nesivas' word. That if I could somehow plug into this equation, throw into this mix, into this chulin, the principle of Aveda, if I could call this item not just the Davra Gauls, but also Davra Avud, so maybe what Gezela can't accomplish because I'm stuck in the rut of Karka and Exelis, maybe Aveda can work for. Says the Nesivas, let's try to figure it out. A guy comes and throws me off my land. So the land is called the Davra Gozel. Is it still Bishusi? Yes. Why? Because Kaka and Zelos. Is it Ovud Mimeni? Is it really an Aveda Mimeni, Karka? What's the answer? Is Karka that somebody bumped me off of called Nevad Mimeni? A Nevad Mimeni. I know where it is. It's right there. I'm going to come and get him, get bathed, and you have to get the coffee after him. It's Ovud Mimeni. Karka can't be Ovud Mimeni. There's no Aveda on Karka. Now, that doesn't mean what it sounds like. If I see a guy's field getting overflowed and I can somehow put up a dam and stop it, there's the mitzvah of Avedas Karka, Larabos Avedas Karka. So the Gemara of the Farish, if you see a guy's Karka getting destroyed, you have to help him. But it's not an Aveda in the sense of that. It's chalon and a shame of Aveda. The chavta of the karka. It's not chalon and a shame of Aveda. If I see a guy losing money in any shape or form, I have to try to protect his interest. That's the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. The karka mitzvah of chavta is not chalon and a shame of Aveda. It can be even in the Aveda. So therefore, all routes to create Eina B'Shuso have been blocked in Hilchos Karka. I can't go down the route of Gezela because karka ain't exelt. Zeres HaKosov, Avakam Kufi Zayin, sorry. I can't go down the root of Aveda because it's just not even Typhus. But Zok didn't see this. I can have something that Api Aloch is called Karka, and therefore Karka and Exelus is going to be Typhus on it, it's going to be Chal on it, and that road is going to be blocked to prevent it from leaving Marishos. But guess what? You press Waze, there's another route. Of course, Bronx, we have traffic. There's another way out of town. What's the other way out of town? To the parish of what? To the parish of what? Aveda. Can an Eved, we'll play in the words, can an Eved be Avud? What do you think? Why not? Why can't an Eved be Avud? I lost my Eved, why can't it be Avud? It's an Aveda, why is it any different than another car, any other property? Karka b'mitzias can't be Avud, but an Eved can. I bet Avadim hukshu l'kakos, don't Avadim b'kakakos have to have all the same halachas, what's the answer? The fact that a karka can't be Avud b'meni, that's a din. That's a pre-3 o'clock statement. That's exerus akrosim. Just common sense dictates the shayach to be over on the karka. So when you're dealing in Hilchos common sense, that's like after 3 o'clock. College is common sense. So in Hilchos Aveda, Karken and Avada part ways. So it's up to the Sivis. If ever that's stolen, every stolen item is Midi Aveda Lonafka. So Hilchos Gezela Shabai doesn't enable Yish to be Tetfes. Or Hilchos Aveda Shabai does. So someone's going to ask me a Klotz Kasha. What's going to be the Klotz Kasha? Aye, but the Ramban says you can never have Yish on the Aveda, right? There's no Yish on the Aveda. Why? Because it's what? Because it's what? Because it's Vishusi. What's the answer? That's only when. When is it Vishusi? What was the original Muhammad's answering? Remember the Gemara Chavav? Who remembers the original Gemara Chavav? The Gemara says, Hanoitel is Aveda Benasta Gozla Yush works. Remember that? Remember that, Ramban? Hanoitel is Aveda Benasta Gozla, and then the owner is Mishyaish, so you give it, you don't have to give it back. It's yours. So frek the Ramban, it's Yush, Liacha Shaboli Yadda. What did the Ramban say? It was Boli Yadda Bataris what? You picked it up as a what? As a Gazlan. You didn't pick it up as a Shaybir. That was the original Ramban. Who remembers the Ramban? The original Ramban who came up with this idea that Yush doesn't work for a Shemri Aveda, that was the answer to this kasha. How could the Gemara say in Babetzir Chavav that if you pick up an Aveda Manas the Gozla, that Yush should take effect? How is Yush going to take effect? It's Boli Yadda already. And the Ramban says, yeah, but it wasn't Boli Yadda but Torah Shemri. It was Boli Yadda but Torah Gazlon. So Gazlon is not a Shemri. Didn't we talk about this? Wasn't that the original Ramban? No? Anyone remember? So this case of stealing an Aved, you can't throw at me the Ramban and say, "Oy gevalt, you want to go down the route of Aveda, Aveda doesn't work." That's ridiculous. This is a type of an Aveda that you didn't become a Shemra Aveda on because you picked it up on Manasseh Gozla. You stole it. You're the ultimate not Yadu Ki Yadu. Yadu Ki Yadu means when you pick it up as a nice guy to be the Shemra Aveda. So comes the Nesivis and says, Avada and Kakos part ways. And that's the Dicha that tells his Raya. Tosfos Bava Basra saw on that Gemara and Gittin up on Mitesa, Garaya, Brua, Gavaldik, Garaya, that there's Yush in Karka. Says the Nesivis, Mapito, there's no Yush in Karka. There's no Yush in Karka Bechlau. Because Nish Kazela, Nish Aveda. But when it comes to an Eved, true Nish Kazela, Abakein, Yesh, Beteres Aveda. And Aveda does apply to Avadim. They can go down the root of Aveda. So the Nesivis gave the Shtikl Torah for his own purposes, but what could almost hide behind this possibly for who else? For the Ktzos also. It's the Tanya Amir, same type of idea for the Ktzos. Because remember, according to Ktzos, what was preventing the transferring of ownership? Why did Yush get stuck? So according to the Ktzos, the Yush was Chal, but it couldn't get to step two. It couldn't get to stage two. It didn't have the ability to transfer ownership because Karkei Nigzelus blocks transferring of ownership. Karka and Nigzelus blocks transfer of ownership. Derech what? Derech Gezela. The route to Gezela is closed. The road is blocked. But you can go down another road also. And the other road being Aveda. So it's possible that the Ktzos doesn't say this explicitly. But don't forget, the Ktzos didn't say Asol Shekotar explicitly. So we're almost reading this into the Ktzos. We know the Ktzos didn't buy Pshat, the Pshat of the Nesivis. That's impossible for them to go down the Nesivis because we know his reading of the Ramban was different than everybody else's. So we guessed into the Ktzos, and now we're guessing what the solution is, probably according to the Ktzos also. So the truth is, there may be an easier answer to this question. The Nesivis himself didn't give the Nesivis gave the Shtikl Torah. But there may be a whole different Dichoy Legamre. The easiest way to solve a question is to say the question never existed in the first place. After all, isn't there a Feirish Gemara that says Yish Le'avadim? Right? We all know that. Feirish Gemara in Gittin. Tosfos pulled this one over us also, right? Anyone bother checking on Tosfos' Gemara in Gittin of Lamites? The Gemara says Yish Yish Be'avadim, right? Doesn't it? Yeah, it does. In what context? The Gemara talks about when an army comes and invades a country and steals all the Avadim. The Gemara speaks about, and now the original owner is Mesiyash from the Avadim. That's Gezela? What parasha is that? It's a different sugilagam. It's called Kibish Mulchama. Kibish Mulchama is a whole different ballgame. The rules are totally different. So comes the Shach and discovered that the Rishonim already say that. There already is a Rashba. There already is Rishonim who say that Gemara in Gittin is irrelevant to any discussion on this board. Because the Gemara is talking about Yush, but it's not talking about Yush derech gezela. Avadim made an exolid, but Kibush Mecham is chal on Avadim. Guess what? It's chal on karka also. If one country invades another, takes that karka, so they own the karka. That's what the Ran writes. That's what Din Mechus Adin is all about. You know, why is it Din Mechus Adin? He says because whoever conquers the land, so it's theirs. So if you go down that route that the Gemara never meant anything, wasn't even talking about gezela, and we just spent the last 20 minutes giving a shtickle Torah that wasn't necessary. I hope you guys enjoyed it. But if you go down the route of Tyson of the Master, who understood that the Gemara is not really talking about Kibush Mechav, it's really talking about just plain old Gazela and Yush. And Tyson of the Master saw in this Gemara against the Rishon about Kibush Mechav. Tyson saw as a raya to Yush Bekarka. Rabbi Yonah easily deflected that raya. Tyson of Sivas had a lot more work to do on that raya. But we can't with a Mahalach. And in Dasas, we're Mavar a lot of things here. So basically, what do we have now? The sample where we're up to. So we have back to square one, back from yesterday. Unresolved issue in the Gemara. It's four Gemaras, two on two, whether Yesh Yesh Bekarka, Ein Yesh Bekarka. Imtum Sloma Ein Yesh Bekarka, we had four possible Birur. Three within that sheet, and then the one Tezma Vas that disagrees. Each and every approach to Ein Yesh Bekarka has to be tested against all the Gemaras. So one of the Gemaras, the big Gemara, was Yesh Yesh Le'avadim. This throws everything off. So according to the Shach, it didn't throw anything off. We misread the Gemara. According to Ben Yonah, it didn't throw anything off. According to Tezma Vas, this was V'raya, Barua. And according to Ketzos Nesivis, you have to go down this new Mahalach that the Nesivis walked us down this path of there are two halachas, there's Gezeila and there's Aveda, and Avada can part ways from Karka. So basically, we have one last Akuda in the Sugya of the Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll try to finish up the Sugya tomorrow. Maybe we'll get started in the next one, possibly. The last Akuda of the Sugya is to go back to that Gemara about Yush Le'avadim and go down the Gemara, assuming the Gemara meant not out of Kibush Muhammad, like the conventional wisdom was before the Shach discovered other Rishonim, the way Tezbev Vasra held, the way the Nesivis held, that the Gemara is talking about the possibility of Yush B'Avadim and analyzing just how far that goes. What exactly are the ramifications of that Sugya in Gittin of Yesh Yush B'Avadim? There was a startling Ravid. They put it in the Memekomus. They put the Reb Chaim in the Memekomus also. Okay, there's a startling Ravid that took that Gemara and went flying with that Gemara. And hopefully Beit Hashem will try to discuss the ramifications of that Ravid with Reb Chaim's understanding of that Ravid. And a lot of the club, a lot of the sugyas, a lot of the things we've been talking around and around for the last couple of weeks are going to begin to all tie back together once again. Hopefully Hashem will try to figure out what the significance of that Gemara Yesh Le'avadim is all about. And hopefully Beit Hashem then we'll start the next week. So guys, try to finish up that Reb Chaim and then try to move on to the next week.